You are listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 73, Avenging the Death of Xbox. In recent history, we have been neglecting our consoles.
Yes.
Mostly since neither of us play. However, this week, we got a double dose.
Yeah.
And we'll start off with the easy one. Maybe not easy. The smaller or the less, whatever. We'll start off with this one first.
You know what the problem is going to be? That it's going to be impossible to start this one without it just bleeding into the next one. So let's just rock and roll.
Yeah, but let's try for the sake of me making cuts.
Okay.
Actually, no, I don't care because I'm going to make a cut
topic.
Right after.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, go for it.
We'll plan it on the fly. I love it. Okay, so the Sony is having an event on Wednesday. So this actually falls into the rumor mill. So, sorry.
That's all right.
But there it is. So Sony is having an event on Wednesday in New York where they are expected to unveil their next generation console. And one of the...
Wait, did you just say they're rumored to unveil it? Or they will unveil it? Because I thought it was confirmed that that's what they're doing. They are unveiling it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They are unveiling it, and I'm going to talk about one of the rumored features.
Okay, cool. Talk about it. Talk to me.
Thank you for the clarification there. So Sony acquired a company last year called Gaikai. I cannot read funky names. Anyways... They acquired this company last year for $380 million. Their specialty is streaming games over the internet.
Man.
So the latest rumor is that the next Sony will be able to – next PlayStation. Next Sony. Will
you sound like a 7-year-old man.
Oh, I know.
The next Sony Game Boy.
Yeah. Got yourself – what is it? Yeah, I got myself an Apple right here. Check it out. It's an Apple. Come on.
Oh my god.
The best one is when they go, it's an iTouch. No, it's
yeah,
not.
Oh my gosh. The iTouch
no, it's
is
not.
The worst. But I actually, oh man. Yeah.
Anyways. Thank you. Yeah, so this sounds pretty awesome. I mean, I know that companies have tried this for a while. And I'm not talking about digital downloads. I'm talking about being, you know, streaming games. So you do your controller and – did I lose you? You're totally frozen. Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
You were off doing something else. All right.
Yeah. So this might be a completely inappropriate time to bring it up.
It is, but that's okay. What do you got there? Is that a mini or a full small one?
It's an iPad. A personal work tool.
Yeah, totally broke up. I actually don't know what it is.
Oh, it's an iPad Mini.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and it's got a blue smart cover on it. It's got a black back, black anodized finish. It is a work tool. But the reason why I bring it up is because
sure.
I actually my work bought it for me and told me I can use it at home and like link it to my account with all my games. So it's kind of a toy. But I actually have to use it at work, too, so I have to treat it with a little respect. But anyways.
You have to give it back, ever.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. But
that's awesome. So what size is the old hard drive?
16 gigabytes, which is actually what I would have gotten if I were getting it myself. So
cool.
Because I got 64 gigs on my phone, and I don't need 120 walking. Well, I do need 120 walking around with me, but that's because I'm crazy.
So how is that Kindle Paperweight?
Did you call it a paperweight?
I call it a paperweight, but I think I could go with either way.
Actually, believe it or not, it works a lot better in the gym. And
what does?
The paperweight. And like when I'm on a bike or something riding, and just that, I mean, it's a screen designed for reading, whereas the classic complaint. So, it does sort of become redundant. I don't use it as much. I probably won't just because this has got a pretty sweet Kindle app, but it's, yeah, it's I can see use for both still, and you know, part of my ecosystem. But anyways, let's get back to video games.
That's well, congratulations on finally acquiring an iPad. I am still jealous. Someday, I will make it happen. Okay, can you hear that music in the background? I just gotta check.
No, I can't hear anything.
Okay, good. Just
okay.
We're good then. So anyways, Sony gonna be maybe we'll know more on Wednesday. Will be have the ability to stream games over the internet.
Yeah,
which could be cool.
Talk to me now. It just streams like full games like you were down like you know like you were playing.
Yeah, so it's
Netflix.
it's not like download over the internet, okay. Xbox Live style. It's streaming.
There was a company who did that quite unsuccessfully, right? They had a
Correct.
Box that was it was just a really low like it had no hard drive and the idea was you know mm-hmm. okay.
So that's what Sony's may be pursuing, you know, in addition to disc games and normal stuff.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, as part of an ecosystem of different abilities, you know, obviously that's only works for high bandwidth areas. So mm-hmm. not most of America, unless you live in Kansas City. But, you know.
I got another article about that if we got time.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, oh, here, we got time.
yeah.
So, you know, one of the issues is latency with mm-hmm. that. And so there are some researchers in the EU who have kind of – who have went out or who have sought to fix that problem. Because what they say, there's the two issues, right, is insufficient bandwidth and the other one is excessive latency. And they have done some research and are going to be in Florida later on kind of telling people, hey, here's – what we found to be issues. And so they specifically are talking about issues like Skype or watching, you know, Netflix, things like that. And what they have found is that there are tweaks that can be made in the TCP communication framework, the transmission control protocol. And where basically what they'll say is that if networkers just make some of the changes that they have come up with. They're like, we don't need to buy any new fancy equipment. We don't need to invest billions of dollars. We can just make these tweaks in our current existing products, and we can fix some of the latency issues. It has to deal with packet buffering and things like that, and it's specifically for like streaming types of services. So,
okay, I have two thoughts on that.
Okay, so I would imagine that something that Sony is probably a little bit interested in. They said that Google is definitely interested in it, which I'm like, of course. And yeah. And they did say that there does have to come a point where like the hardware and other standards and protocols have to be, you know, figured out. So hopefully someday Microsoft and Apple get on board. And I would imagine like Sony would also want to be in that mix in terms of their PlayStation. Nintendo could care less, but
right, because they don't have a internet strategy. Good job. Nintendo. What's interesting about that technology is number one, that sort of stuff has been around. That idea has been around for a long time. That
yeah,
you know,
and he said it actually came from the gaming community. It's like because gamers hate delay. Yep.
But what I was going to say is what's interesting about that is it's like, you know, all of these guys are obviously interested in it. But one of the problems that occurs is that as soon as you take care of the buffer issue, you know, because basically what you're doing is you're increasing the transfer rates, the packet, you know, and what I should say is the average transfer rate. Because basically what they're saying is the actual rate at which it communicates, its baud rate, it's
they're talking about zeros. The rate at which they process data? Is that the same thing?
Well, what I was going to say is the baud rate, the actual rates of ones and zeros, they're saying you don't have to do that. You're just, yeah, like you're saying, you're processing it inefficiently. So the actual rate, which is lower than the baud rate, is you can be brought closer to the baud rate, where there's a one-to-one, you know, one-to-one being 100% efficiency. Yep. But the problem is that, you know, the goal is you're basically, you're not actually doing anything that's like, you know, they're looking at techniques specifically for streaming stuff and increasing, you know, the amount of data for that particular type of activity, and it's great. But the problem is, number one, usually it has a trade-off where it makes other processes less efficient, which may be a perfect trade-off. I don't know what it is. But the real problem is that as soon as you have better bandwidth and for that particular type of thing, they just increase the quantity of data they're transferring. Like, all of a sudden Netflix is like, wow, you know, we can have no latency with low quality videos. Well, then let's get rid of low quality videos and go straight to high def, because we already know people are willing to put up with latency. And so that's one of those weird ones.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not a horrible thing though, is it?
No, it's not. But it's just, it's always interesting when they pitch it as the end of latency, and that's not what it is. What it is it's just an improvement in quality in particular types of data transfer, because we can use the existing system to make it more efficient for this particular type. I don't know. It's just something to, you know, it's you know, the researchers always want it. They're like, it's a golden bullet. It fixes everything, and it doesn't cost any money. And you're like, sure, okay. But, you know. That's the engineering me coming out. Like, there's
so, but all that to say, that's something that Sony would be interested in for their.
If they're gonna do this,
stuff. So if they're gonna do it, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do a rumor, but I couldn't help myself.
No. I like rumors. I have a rumor too, like the rumor of Samsung eventually becoming Sony, and complete. Yeah, but we'll get into that.